The following is a presentation of Muddy River News.
Instant Replay is your local sports bar. With 18 big screen TVs, we have all the sports packages from college games to pro games. We offer daily drink specials and come check out the bullpen, our newly renovated beer garden. Instant Replay, 2739 Chestnut in Quincy.
Hey everybody, I'm Ashley Conrad and welcome to the Daily Muddy. Joining me today is Eddie Griffin. What's up?
How's it going?
Oh, I'm peachy keen. How about you?
Good.
This weather, I know, this weather's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure you love it.
Yes.
Right? The bikes.
It's hard to stop to come in here.
I bet. All right, so I'm going to start with, just kind of some brutal honesty. So motorcycle quote unquote gangs, right? They've gotten a bad rap for a really long time. Okay, what do you call yourselves today? Is it like a group? Is it a team?
We are a riding club.
Riding club.
Yes.
Okay. So when I think of motorcycle riders, I'm thinking I want to be a part of this. I can't ride a motorcycle, but I just think it would be so cool.
It's fun.
I bet.
It's a blast.
I bet it is. Okay. So if you are one of the few who still believe in the old stereotype, or you have never heard of the Muddy River Riders, we're going to go ahead and, kind of give you a little bit of info to change your mind on the good stuff that you guys do. This is just, so I know a few of the guys in your club, and the first time I heard about all of the good stuff you guys do, I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, we absolutely enjoy it. We wanted to start something to kind of change the perspective of all the people that ride motorcycles, just everyday working guys, and we wanted to give back to the community. We grew up here. This is our home.
Right.
So we want to take care of our home.
Absolutely. And it's so cool. And of course, we got to mention the garb. You guys, you always look badass too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So one of the things that really kind of touches my heart is the book bags.
Yes.
Okay, so you guys do a very large fundraiser to raise funds to provide backpacks for kids who need a little bit of help there, right?
We fully stock the book bags. So we have, pencils, markers, crayons, all that good stuff inside there. Just a little something to give them a start into the year.
Yeah.
We do all of Quincy elementary schools. We do take some supplies to junior high.
Wow.
We also do the early childhood. We just last year added Hannibal, so we do all Hannibal elementary schools.
Wow.
We do Payson, we do Liberty, we do Camp Point, and we take some supplies over to LaGrange, and we also have done Highland. We've taken some book bags over to Highland.
I had no clue.
Yeah, so we got a broad reach.
That is amazing. All right, so how many guys are in this club?
We're sitting at about 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all men?
Yes.
Okay.
The wives are, and girlfriends are, they are.
Amazing.
They keep us in line.
Let's be honest. They actually wear the motorcycle pants. They wear the chaps.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Yeah, my wife runs everything.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you're saying you need a female, right? Like, I need to go get myself a motorcycle.
Yeah,
okay. All right. Anyway. Okay. So I had no idea of the broad reach. Even in my mind when I was thinking it was Quincy, I'm thinking, what better way to give these kids a fresh start to a new year with some new supplies and a new backpack? Because let's be honest, when you're a kid, that's one of the only things, that's one of the big things you look forward to is school supply shopping, getting your new backpack and, showing all that cool stuff off.
I always say, to us, it's just a small thing. It doesn't seem like much.
Right.
But to that kid starting off school, I mean, that's huge. That's huge.
It is. So I'll go ahead and say thank you. That's amazing. And I love that you guys do that. That being said, it does require funds, especially since you do so many. And to help that, you do what's called the blessing of the bikes.
That's correct.
Okay. Yep. And you're coming up on a big anniversary, right?
Yeah. This is our organization, our riding club's 10-year anniversary. We've been going for 10 years. We've done the blessing 8 years.
Okay. That is big stuff. Okay. So, congratulations on the anniversary. The blessing of the bikes, it's an event, right?
Yeah.
It's an all day huge event,
bands, music, food, just everything
stuff,
bikes,
for kids,
cars, bounce houses, just everything.
Yeah. Okay. And it is April 22nd. Yes. Okay. And it is at the KC.
At the KC.
Knights, mm-hmm. Knights of Columbus, which have you had it there before?
Yes.
Okay.
This is we've had it there every year but one.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I think I've driven by and seen it, but I wasn't quite sure what was going on. It just always looks really cool. But it is open to the public, which I didn't know, or I probably would have been there.
Totally open. We actually encourage the public to come in.
Yeah.
Come and see, you know, the riders, talk to us, and find out, you know, we're just goofy, ordinary.
Yeah. And check out the bikes, because I'm sure there's a whole slew of cool ones. Yeah, that's awesome. So April 22nd, Knights of Columbus, Blessing of the Bikes. The blessing goes from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., correct?
That's correct.
But to celebrate this huge anniversary, you're going to be partying into the night.
Yeah, we're right there. We rented the inside, so we're going to be in the inside till 11 o'clock that night. We got a band playing. It's just fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good
time. That is going to be cool. So, and then people who come and they support your cause of the book bags. What is there a name for the book bag thing?
We actually just call it the book bag program.
Perfect. So, I had it kind of right. Okay. Yeah. So, and then when you go and they purchase food, or is there raffle tickets?
Tickets. Okay. We've got raffles. We've got a lot of corporate sponsors have really helped us out this year. A lot of places have given us things to raffle off. We greatly appreciate every single one of those that helped us. So we have the raffles, we got vendors, we got all types of vendors. So it's just not motorcycle stuff.
Okay. You know,
it's everything. There's a wide variety. It'll be inside, there'll be outside.
Cool.
There's food, all that good stuff.
Something for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what better reason than to go and support your efforts to help support these kiddos?
Yeah, we appreciate them.
Yeah.
Know, it helps us do what we do.
That is so cool. I didn't know there were only 12 of you. That means you guys are
busy. It's a lot of work. We are busy,
That is just so cool of you. And I didn't mean to say, you know, I was trying to shed a positive light. I know when I said gang, you were but no, it's, I know, I didn't know what it was. When I think of motorcycle gang, honestly, I think of like Pee Wee Herman when he knocked over all the bikes, you know what I mean? But I love, I follow you guys on Facebook. I love everything you do, talking to the guys that are in your club. You are just a bunch of really good guys who love riding motorcycles and doing good things.
That's just, we love it. It's in your blood. Once you get on one, it's with you forever.
That's so cool. Well, hey, Eddie, I appreciate you coming on and chatting with me about this.
You guys having us come in here and talk.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I will see you on the 22nd. I will gladly be there. And
everybody's welcome.
Yeah, that's awesome. So open to the public, Blessing of the Bikes, April 22nd, Knights of Columbus, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or if you want to stay and party, they're going to be there till 11 p.m. Make sure you go by, check it out, check out some cool bikes, and support those kiddos, right?
That's right.
Definitely. Thanks, Eddie. Appreciate it. Coming up next, Britt B. and Ash C. Coffee Talk.
The Liquor Booth is your home for a huge selection of beer, wine, and spirits. The Liquor Booth has two locations in Quincy, 3520 Broadway and 1500 North 12th Street. The Liquor Booth, where it's always happy hour.
A great night's sleep starts at Harvey's Furniture. Check out the large selection of complete bedroom sets. And when it comes to mattresses, we have a full selection from Bemco, Spring Air, and Chatham & Wells. Harvey's Furniture, our home, your home.
Are you looking for the perfect venue for your next special event? Check out Utopia Event Center.
Utopia has a large banquet room and an awesome bar area, perfect for anything from birthday parties to formal corporate meetings. It also offers a photo booth, stage for a DJ or a live band, and a fully stocked bar, all for only $300. Check us out at utopiaeventcenter.com or call Barn at 217-430-6559 for more information. Utopia Event Center, 900 North 12th Street in Quincy.
Quincy Warehouse Bargains is your Quincy home improvement store. It's the only store of its kind in the Quincy area. We offer flooring, mattresses, area rugs, dining sets, couches, appliances, and much more. And have more products to come so we can better serve the Quincy and Tri-State community. Our staff is ready to help you find what you need to make your house a home. Quincy Warehouse Bargains, 4100 North 24th Street, Quincy.
Welcome to the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
With six big screens, a new larger kitchen, and now more seating capacity, the Abbey is the place to be before, during, and after the big game. Come enjoy fan favorite Abbeytizers, steaks, burgers, and a variety of daily food and drink specials. Can't join us? Carryout is available too. Now with a convenient drive-up window to better serve you. 1736 Spring in Quincy. Opens at 3 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday.
Come join all your friends at the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
And welcome back. It's time for
Coffee Talk. Nailed it.
Yep, we sure did. Coffee Talk with Britt B and Ash C. What's going on, Britt?
Nothing. How are you?
Oh, I am fantastic. I'm loving this weather.
Yeah, I've got iced coffee today.
I have, it's called Electric Larry. And let me tell you, first of all, Bob made a comment earlier that was so funny. I had almost spit out my coffee. But second, this stuff, if you've never had, what is it? EFB coffee. It is like.
Oh, I love it.
Woo. Boy, it will get you going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, talking about getting us going, we were talking about something earlier about like, well, what should we chat about? We just want to chat. We haven't seen each other in a while, right?
Yeah, I know.
And you brought up, of course, the furball. Yes,
furball is coming up this Saturday.
Yep.
Furball means a lot to me because, well, I mean, probably to you too. I got my little pound puppy from the Quincy Humane Society.
Yep, me too.
And yesterday was National Pet Day.
It was National Pet Day.
That's something that gets me going every morning.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't get out of bed, she will make me
Miss
get
Wilma.
Out of bed.
Yeah. Miss Wilma.
Her name is Wilma Nelson.
Wilma Nelson.
After she is Willie Nelson because she kind of came from Austin, Texas through, they acquired a big group of dogs. And yeah, I don't know. That's where she came from.
She's so cool.
What's your dog's name again?
Remy.
Remy.
Yeah, it was Emmy when she was in a foster, you know, she was in a foster home, which is an amazing program. Mm-hmm. So if you're not sure you want a pet.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Quincy Humane Society does a foster program, which is so cool. But she was in a foster home and we went to get her and she was so tiny. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in love with her. Of course, I had to talk my husband into it for about, I don't know, it took some time. Because he loves animals, but, you know.
They're a commitment.
They are, but more than that, he cannot handle the end of life.
Oh, me either.
He just can't handle it. Yeah. We're not even going to talk about it. No, we're not going to talk about it. But it was, she is probably, I think this dog was made for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. She is the coolest, sweetest. I wanted a big dog.
Yep. A big dog.
Yeah, because, well, and for kind of like protection. Mm-hmm. And a lot of big dogs that I had seen are, you know, they're not, sorry, but they aren't super smart and they're not super protective. They just are big, right? Mm-hmm. Well, this dog will scare the crap out of you and will then plop down on your lap like she's a little lap dog.
That's
she's the coolest.
How my dog is. We got lucky. But there are a lot of work, like I said, and a lot of commitment.
Yes.
So on National Pet Day, yesterday I was scrolling through and I saw two people getting rid of their guinea pigs National Pet Day. And the reasoning being is like, you know, we don't have time for it. And then the second reason was you have to clean out the cage every week. Well, yeah, duh.
Durr.
Like, what did you think when you got the pet?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that's kind of sad. They, I don't know. When you know
pets are work, but you should know
but they're worth it.
Yeah.
And then you get to celebrate them on these national days.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how many national pet days there are, but
probably 7,000.
Yeah. There are a lot of national days.
There's a national
today
day for everything.
Is national. How many different national days is it today? So today, okay.
National Licorice Day.
But then it's also World Hamster Day.
World Hamster Day. We have a hamster.
Pet, do you?
We do.
It followed National Pet Day, so I thought that was interesting. Hamsters in general are interesting.
They are. I had a hamster growing up that used to bite its way out of its little plastic tube cage and crawl up the stairs and sleep on my pillow. The first time I found this thing, it freaked me out to no end. But then after that, it was kind of like, oh, cool.
Did you know they were originally domesticated, I think, in like the 20th century. Prior to that, they were just... I mean,
rodents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of what they are.
I mean, it's definitely what they are, but they are so cute.
Pouches in their mouth that are actual, like I always thought they just had big cheeks.
No.
There's actual pockets inside of the mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty interesting to watch them. And this one, I'm like, I fought against this hamster for a long time, of course, because they are just a lot of work. But Claire's teacher called and said, hey, I know someone who's looking to get rid of it. Oh. And then, you know, that's all you have to say to me. Cause I'm like, well, I can't have it just like getting turned loose or so. I mean, I'm such.
Well, for those people that were getting rid of the guinea pigs, I thought maybe they should just eat them.
Well, Brittany.
I mean, but for real, like, they raised them in Peru for food, so.
Yeah, they probably sell them at like the markets and stuff whatever.
Like,
that's so weird.
It's almost probably more sane and humane to like eat it than send it off to its next.
Yeah. Yeah, don't let. So you're saying eat the guinea pig. Set it out in the wild.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right.
What other national day? You said national licorice.
National licorice day.
I would rather eat some licorice than a guinea pig.
100%.
I don't like licorice though. Do you?
I like the cherry licorice. I like to drink Pepsi out of it. Is that weird?
Oh, no, that's cool.
That's so good.
I would like that.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite candies. Now, as far
that's
as
a Twizzlers, though.
Yeah, it's Twizzlers.
No, that's real. You could do real licorice, can you?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't like black licorice.
Me either.
That's not my jam. Mm-mm. Like any, like Jaeger.
I don't really trust people that do either.
They're definite psychopaths for sure. Yeah, they definitely are.
National Grilled Cheese Day is today.
Okay.
I had the most bomb-ass grilled cheese yesterday on National Pet Day.
Did you put chicken on it?
No.
Or guinea pig?
I didn't put guinea pig. Okay. I had Mike made it for me. He made it for me. And I was like, man, this is so nice. And I couldn't figure out, I mean, he does nice things for me all the time, but it's because he ate all the brisket that I had from Plat Daddy's leftover.
He knew what he was doing. Yes. He was trying to smooth you over. How was that brisket? It looked fantastic.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah.
I'm going to be packing on the barbecue.
Yeah, I know.
It's so close.
I told Luke and he said, you don't even like barbecue. I was like, that's the testament. Yeah, it is so good and so unusual. And there's our plug for Plat Daddies.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
not that was intentional, but
yeah.
It is really, really good. Okay, so I also saw like National Nose Picking Day. I saw National Throw a Bean Day, which is why.
Like what kind of bean?
I'm thinking like a pinto bean. I don't know. I just pulled that out of my butt. I have no idea.
I'm going to go home and throw a green bean
against
the refrigerator to see if it's done.
Just to see if it sticks. Yeah, that's kind of what I just did there, too. But also National Cleavage Day.
Yeah,
yes.
That's my favorite.
I know. I was like, that's everybody's favorite but mine. But no, I'm kidding. So many national days. There's national. Yeah, I think Bob said there's like 75 national margarita days, which I'm down for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am wearing my pink today because it is actually International Pink Day.
It is.
This is not like a Mean Girls reference. This is a anti-bullying discrimination reference. So a little history on International Pink Day.
Okay.
It started in, I believe it was 2007. Okay, their names were David Shepherd and Travis Price. They went to Nova Scotia, they went to a school in Nova Scotia, Canada.
Okay.
Where a kid was being bullied because he was wearing a pink shirt. Now,
was it pink or salmon?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
But what they were really bullying the kid for was because he was gay. Again, this is 2007. I don't know. Times have changed a lot in the last however many years.
Yeah, I hope.
This was a big ordeal because these two Good Samaritans, if you will, saw this going on, and they didn't really know the kid themselves, but were so like taken aback by the bullying that they decided that the next day they were going to wear pink t-shirts themselves.
That's how you do it, folks.
They asked everyone else to go.
Yes.
And they made a movement and that
that
caught
is so
on.
Cool.
And like what was, you know, a bullying act turned into, this is now International Day of Pink.
That is so
it is
cool.
Yeah.
That is something that I would love to see when you like rallying, like unite together and make that bully. He's the only one who shouldn't be told that it's pink day. So
exactly.
He's the one who's left out. Right.
Yeah. It was pretty.
Oh, that is so cool. That is cool. I didn't know that.
It's kind of weird how, again, that movement
is now
huge,
that's,
you know,
that is so cool. Well, I'm going to have to go home and put my pink on. I'm going to have to. That's so cool. Okay, so we were talking, so speaking of days, and we have national days.
National days, world days, international days.
Perfect days.
Thank you, internet.
Right? Yeah.
But perfect days.
Perfect days. So I was just thinking about this because unfortunately there's been so much loss in Quincy and everybody's just, you know, it's just tough times, right? So I was thinking, how do you carpe the diem? Right? Like, how do you seize the day? How do you, what is your perfect day? How do you make the most out of any day? And I was starting to think, like, what would my perfect day look like? And although there could be like so many different days and so many different activities to fill that day, I think mine, I'm going to just roll through mine real quick. Okay.
Okay.
So I think mine would be like wake up slowly. And by that, I mean like no alarm, but I want to wake up early, early enough that I can fall back asleep and still get up without feeling guilty about how late it is.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Then I want to take my dog for a walk. Okay. And she'll only walk as far as she wants. She will absolutely stop when she's done.
Really?
No. Yeah. When she's done, she's done. So
that would definitely be on my list.
Yeah. Dog walk.
Where do you like to walk your dog?
I just do like Harrison, because I never know when she's going to stop walking. I used to take her down to the path, which was really nice. But then once we get so far away, it's like dragging her all the way back. Yeah. So
I'd like those clingers.
It's so nice, isn't it?
Serene.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Crazy that's in Quincy sometimes.
I love it.
In a different world sometimes out there.
I know. And I feel like not enough people utilize it. I don't see enough people out there.
I'm okay with my different world.
Let's keep that one secret. Anyway, okay, so a dog walk and then coming home and maybe taking a bath and reading a good book. I've been really into reading lately.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll have to, do you read?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll have to trade
Bob
some.
Bob makes fun of me for my books. Remember?
Yeah. We'll have to trade some titles. And then a lunch with friends, maybe a day drink lunch with friends. I would love to, after lunch and a couple little cocktails, take my girls mushroom hunting and actually find mushrooms.
Okay.
Because we have, it's something that we like to do together and we get kind of competitive about it.
Okay.
We have yet to find a bunch, but when we find one, it's just so cool. It's so cool to see the looks on their faces. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They're one of my favorite things. So then after mushroom hunting, maybe a first time a little golf with my husband, because I'm not good, but I love the sport of golf. And then,
do you like to watch it?
Hell no.
Man, everybody was watching
the Masters.
And I was telling my younger cousins, I was like, yeah, I used to nap to this when I was your age.
Oh yeah. I mean, I will say I do love listening to some of the stories, because how surreal would it be to be a young man showing up at the Masters and be like, oh my God, I made it. I don't have that much appreciation for the sport, but I can still appreciate probably that experience, what they're going through. And then follow that up with dinner with my sister and mom and maybe some more cocktails.
I like that.
Yeah.
That is a perfect day.
Isn't it? And it would be a beautiful sunshiny day and I would be driving around in my Jeep, not after cocktails.
Like this.
Yeah, it's perfect.
All week it's going to be beautiful.
I know.
Let's just soak it in.
I don't know if you can tell my mood. It is just like instant lift.
Well, listen, Miss Vacation.
I know.
I can tell.
I know. All it takes is a little sunshine, man. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Anyway, your perfect day. Let's hear it.
I mean, it's pretty much the same as yours. I think my, I don't know. I think it would be about the same. I like the not working aspect of this day.
Oh, yeah. My perfect day does not include work. No.
I do like that part. So, yeah. I always think about, you know, when I do have a day, because we are so go, the second that happens, I don't know. Like, I feel like I waste my days a lot.
I do too.
Because of that. Like, I know I should, there are so many things that I have on the back burner that I want to do, but those days never come around that I end up going, and I waste it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or maybe it's just my body's way of telling me, you know,
sit down and shut up.
Sit down and chill.
Yeah. Just hang out. Yeah. And I get that. But I do get, do you get guilt?
Yes, all the time.
God, like I should be doing more. I should be doing something. I think it is because we go.
Yes.
Then when we do finally sit down, it's like, it does. And I'm like, oh, not enough to get off the couch, but I do get a little guilt. I will say it is a beautiful day and I always love talking to you,
of course.
I forgot to include that in my perfect day, but you'd be in there too.
Thank you.
Maybe some shots at spring with my mom and sis, or even Luke or so.
We can celebrate one of those national drinking days.
There we go. National shots of tequila with Britt B.
Let's make it a day.
Let's do it. There's a day for everything else, right? Well, I guess on that note, we hope you all have a great day, whatever day it is. And we'll catch you back here next time.
Cheers.
On
Coffee Talk.
Muddy River News, our home, our news.